tell us about Valanciunas and how he's being used by the Raptors right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks thinking, you know, why isn't he playing that much? And for a lot of the games lately, you know, the trend in the league is playing small ball. And a lot of times down the end of games, a lot of teams are going with their quickest lineups, which are the smaller lineups. And that hurts Jonas Valanciunas at the defensive end. He ends up having to go chase people, and it's just not a comfortable matchup for him. So Dwayne Casey matches up with the opposition and goes smaller. Last night definitely was a game where, you know, he played based on matchups. But here's what also happens. You know, if a coach has a feel, there's a lot of times you'll see, you watch a lot of games around the league, there's certain guys that play well early or maybe, you know, during the body of the game, but down the end of the game, coach gets comfortable with a certain group on the floor. And Amir Johnson, nobody can dispute what Amir Johnson did in the game last night. I mean, he played tremendously. Patrick Patterson, he was all over the place, aggressive, fast, quick. So, you know, Dwayne Casey's in one of those positions where as a coach you're going, okay, you know, I could put JV back in the game, or I'm going to ride these guys. I'm feeling comfortable. And if you ask me, it was the latter. He just decided to go with the guys that he felt comfortable with that could close out the game, and he got the W.
Leo, we had Eric Smith on post game after the game last night, and he was saying that the Raptors definitely need some better D from the point. Do you see the same thing?
Well, here's what they need to do is just stop gambling. You know, I've used a couple of examples in the games they've been playing where, you know, and Kyle Lowry is as guilty as anybody in this, that, you know, what the team right now that's number one in this league is the Atlanta Hawks. And what the Atlanta Hawks do better than any other team is stop the ball. You know, there's so much focus today where, you know, you walk into any practice in any pro team, high school team, call anybody. You know, what are you going to do as soon as you get beat? Okay, how are we going to rotate? That's fine. You gotta know what you're going to do, but the focus has got to be to stop the ball, not always what are you going to do when you get beat. And like I said, Atlanta does a great job with that, and the Raptors are kind of falling away on that a little bit, and especially the guards. You've got to contain the basketball. You've got to hold the ball. You can't allow that ball to go wherever it wants to go off the dribble. And you'll see a lot of times Kyle, Lou, you know, DeMar, all the backcourt guys, Vasquez, they'll gamble. They'll try to reach. They'll try to go for a steal. They'll try to make a play as opposed to just saying, you know what, you're not going anywhere. I'm just going to keep you in front of me. And they have to get back to that mentality. And they've all shown they can do it. But it's got to be a focal point defensively that whoever's on the ball, you stop the ball. You contain the ball, you keep the ball in front of you.
Well, that's encouraging because that's coachable. And if they've done that before, then that's something that they can apply now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have shown that. And, you know, if you look back earlier in his career, I mean, Kyle Lowry, when he got to Toronto, that was his reputation, that he was a gambler. And I thought last year, you know, Dwayne Casey did a great job of settling him down and tell him, hey, you got to contain that ball. And he did it. He responded to that. And again, this team is just, they've just picked up some bad habits along the way. And a lot of that is, hey, you're feeling good about yourself. We're winning games. I can relax a little bit. I can do it. Now they're starting to realize, you know, you can't. You got to stick to your principles defensively. Dwayne Casey's been preaching that the whole time. And hopefully they continue to get back to it.
Raptors TV color analyst for Sportsnet, Leo Routin's joining us here on Sportsnet Today along the Sportsnet radio network. That's Jeff. I'm George. Leo, we've seen how run down Kyle looks lately. Would you kind of maybe limit his minutes a little bit to give him a little bit of rest at least?
Well, one of the things that's kind of happened is with Vasquez, you know, there was, again, a lot of people going, hey, you know, why is Vasquez starting? You know, why isn't James Johnson, or why isn't this? Why isn't that? One of the things with Vasquez in the starting lineup, one, the Raptors have won. Okay, they've been winning games. Two, the pressure is taking off of Kyle Lowry from having to handle the ball all the time. And, you know, that's helped him get his legs back. I don't think fatigue is a big issue right now as much as it was 2 weeks ago. You know, he was really struggling. He really didn't have his legs. And right now, I think it's more you go through different stages of rhythm. You see that with DeMar. You see a lot of different guys, depending on who you're playing with. You know, you're playing games without your legs. Now you get your legs back. You're going through different rhythms during the course of the season. And I thought Kyle Lowry had a great rhythm for a good part of the season. Then he hit that wall, and he lost his rhythm. and now he's getting his legs back, but he still doesn't have a rhythm with his shot. Last night, a lot of it, in my opinion, was shot selection. He took some shots that just weren't good shots. And Kyle Lowry, you know, he's done a much better job, and that's one of the reasons he's an all-star, in picking his spots. And it just seemed last night he forced it and said, hey, you know, I need to get one here or get one here for no apparent reason. And he can't play that way as the leader of this team. And so I'm not as much worried about his legs and fatigue as I was even a week ago. I think he's definitely coming out of that.
What about specifically for tonight, and not just Kyle Lowry, but everybody with the Toronto Raptors, given the fact they played an overtime game in Brooklyn last night, checking into the hotel at 2:30 last night or this morning, and now in Washington tonight to take on a Wizards team that hasn't played since Wednesday. What does Dwayne Casey do to make sure he's got some fresh legs out there?
Hey, life in the NBA, man, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through the same thing. And you know, hey, the Raptors have had one of the best benches in this league all season long. And, you know, they understand what they have to do. You know, I'm still concerned, say, for DeMar DeRozan. DeMar had an excellent game last night. And, you know, I think it's going to be hard for him in this game because he's still, you know, after missing 21 games, the back-to-backs are the ones that really grab your leg. So I'm worried about him. But, I, you know, Dwayne's done a pretty good job of managing that team. You know, even you know, you look at, you know, whatever motivations could be behind what coach's decisions, that last night's game, everybody's talking about JB not playing a lot in that latter part of the game. Well, guess what? You're playing a Washington team that is big, beefy, and physical. So a player like JB is going to have a little bit more in the tank than had he gone heavier minutes of last night's game. So, you know, the coaching staff, I think, overall has done a pretty good job of managing minutes. They've done extremely well on both sides of the back-to-back. And again, it's a pretty mature group. They understand, you know, what you have to do to kind of take care of yourself and be ready for these games. And, you know, it's not going to be an easy game. This is going to be a tough one. You know, not only is it a second game of back-to-back, I said Washington's extremely big, extremely physical. They are quick with the backcourt. And they owe the Raptors one. I mean, the Raptors, you know, one of their best wins of the season, in my opinion, from start to finish for a full 48 minutes, was when they beat Washington in Toronto early in the year. I mean, Toronto took it to them right from the get-go, and, you know, Washington is going to remember that game.
I wanted to ask you about James Johnson as well, out with a hamstring injury last night, so obviously did not play. But in terms of his minutes, you know, a lot of the talk about when DeMar was out or, you know, in talking about Terrence Ross coming out of the starting lineup, it was, well, James Johnson would be a guy that I would want to have in the starting lineup. And it's like we've gone from that conversation to, where is James Johnson? Why isn't he playing more? How do you feel Dwayne Casey has been using James Johnson and the rationale behind not having him out there as much?
Well, it's really interesting. At the beginning of the season, you know, where was the, you know, did you hear anybody saying, hey, that where's James Johnson's going to just be a stud for this team? There was no talk of that.
Yeah.
A lot of people were even surprised that the Raptors got him. At the beginning of the season, and he starts playing, there was no big deal about his minutes. There were games he played, there were games he didn't play. It was minimal. Wasn't a big issue. He started playing a little bit better, sprained his ankle. You know, everybody's going, oh, no, what's going to happen without James Johnson? Raptors won without James Johnson. DeMar goes down. He had to play more, and he did a good job. But now you get to a point where Dwayne Casey's got to make a decision. I got an all-star in DeMar DeRozan that I need to get back to playing at the level, at the all-star level that we won with. Okay, we won with him playing at this level. I need to get him back to that level. What do I have to do? And you also have a Terrence Ross who's been a starter, okay? He's been a starter for your team. He's struggling. I got to bring him off the bench. I got to take the pressure off. I got to find a way to calm this kid down and see if we get him to play a better brand of basketball. With those dynamics going on and the fact that Kyle Lowry is hitting a bit of a mini wall like we talked about, Dwayne Casey's got to put the guys on the floor that he thinks are going to allow that all these different things to happen. And if James Johnson happened to be a casualty of that. And it's not that he did anything bad. It's not that he was in the doghouse. It's not that Dwayne Casey's not going to play him going forward. But right now, for this team, that's what Dwayne Casey felt he had to do. And it, to me, it's just amazing how many people have put James Johnson, and again, I really like what he does and what he brings to the table for his team, but it's amazing to me at the level people have put him at that he's just this absolute must and should be a starter and all this. You got to remember, this is a guy who was in a D-League last year. And you got to have some perspective on what you're asking for. Do you want to have a DeMar DeRozan at all-star level, or do you want to have James Johnson, a player that really nobody was looking for last year, as an important part of your team? And Dwayne Casey's got to do that. He's got to manage that. And believe me, you're going to see James Johnson play again. You're going to see James Johnson be a factor for this team. But right now, you know, he's got to accept this role. And I think James Johnson's done a great job of doing that. He's been as positive as you can be throughout this whole thing.
Leo, you talk about decisions. Could Masai Ujiri, come the NBA trade deadline, make a couple of these decisions for Coach Casey, and namely a guy like Amir, because we all know he's a free agent, a guy with an expiring deal. But what's his future long term?
I like Amir Johnson, and I don't think that he's a guy that you part with casually. I mean, I think he showed again last night what he's capable of doing. What you want to try to do is be able to put his minutes at a good level where, he's been banged up and he's got a history of being banged up, and you just got to keep him at some level of freshness as much as you can during the course of the season. And the Raptors do have a need of that big power guy, whether it's a four, backup five. They do have a need there, but what Masai has got to do, and he's made this very clear, that he's got to find somebody that, one, is not just for now, because remember, what's the expectation going in? The Raptors had this great start this year, but the expectation wasn't to win the East and be in the NBA Finals this year. This team is ahead of schedule. You got to stay realistic to the building process, and if there's somebody that they can get that fits not only for now but going forward, then I'm sure Masai would pull the trigger. If the deal was right and you're not giving away the farm and you'd be able to maintain the chemistry of your team, and that's a real important aspect. You see a lot of deals done around this league and you shake your head going, I just don't understand it because of what happens on the floor. And if you look at the chemistry on this team from the first trade of last year in December, when they got the guys from Sacramento, when they moved Rudy Gay, to bringing in Lou Williams, to bringing in James Johnson, to all these deals that they've done and all the free agents they've signed, the chemistry has been great. And you don't want to mess with that. So there's got to be, and Masai's been extremely diligent and very good about putting the right people on the floor together. So it's not just a question of filling a potential need, adding to your team and making it better, but it's also keeping the chemistry, finding somebody that fits with how you want to build your team and the type of character you want your team going forward. So not an easy task, but believe me, Masai, every single day, he's exploring that and trying to find if that guy is out there.
Yeah, and certainly has been up for the task to this point. Leo Routens, Raptors TV color analyst for Sportsnet. Leo, thanks for this. Enjoy the game tonight.